Was it really racism? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, the Supreme Court told the city of New Haven that even though its promotion exam for the fire department ended up promoting only whites, the test should not have been thrown out. Some people saw that decision as another sign that racism is alive in America. But could we at least examine why the people who failed, failed? Because if you read the decision, you have to conclude that it couldn't have been just race. The city of New Haven spent $100,000 to hire an outside company to design the exam from the ground up. The company studied which skills and abilities were crucial to the job of captain and lieutenant. They even had the test designers ride the fire trucks. They deliberately talked to more minority firefighters than white firefighters during the design process. Job candidates were then given the specific chapters from the training manual that the test would cover and 3 months to study for it. Finally, the tests were graded by 30 assessors from outside the state of Connecticut, and by design, two-thirds of those assessors were minorities. So, the test was designed from the ground up to be relevant to the job. More minorities than whites were interviewed during the design process. More minorities than whites were on the grading panels. And everybody who took the test knew exactly what was going to be tested and had 3 months to study for it. So, considering the entire process was explicitly designed to avoid racism, instead of looking just at race, we ought to study the differences in how each person prepared for the test. That might actually solve the problem. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.